You may be seated this morning. Our scripture this morning comes from the Old Testament book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 4, 7 and 8 and 9 and 12 through 20. It is the Ten Commandments. Then God spoke all these words. He says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath day. It's the day to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. You, your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, your livestock, or an alien resident in your town. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the seas and all that was in them, but he rested on the seventh. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God has given to you this day. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or the male or female servant, or the ox or the donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. When all the people witnessed the thunder and the lightning and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, they were afraid, and they trembled, and they stood at a distance. And Moses said to them, you speak to us, and we listen, but do not let God speak to us, or we will die. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, for God has come only to test you and to put the fear of him upon you so that you do not sin. This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray.